So we'll go on with the discussion of Araka, 801st name in Vishnu Sahasranam, according to the numbering system I'm following. And seeing how many different ways the sun, which is absolutely normal in our life. Without the sun, there is no life, unless you're thrown in a dungeon. Or if you're living in an Arctic region, then for 6 months of the year, the sun will be remembered, but not seen. So how many teachings can we understand from the sun? And in this way, help us to understand Krishna and remember Krishna. One which I particularly wanted to, one of the examples that I particularly wanted to speak here, as there are deities of Gaur Nithai here, are remembering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu with the rising of the sun. And we can recite this very well-known verse. Those of you who have not yet memorized it, can memorize it. I would hope that at least half of you have memorized this verse. And yeah, so if you haven't, now we'll have a practice and chant together. This is the second verse of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. The first verse established, the first word, Vande Gurun, obeisances to all the gurus. And that establishes the various, it's actually a very, very deep verse, establishes there's so much understanding there, which is later elaborated. Anyway, I'm not giving a Chaitanya Charitamrita class per se. So, text 2 of the first chapter of Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita. We can chant, can you all see? It's on the screen. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanandau Saha Uditau Gaura Udaye Pushpavantau Chitrau Sham Dau Tamaha Nudau Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahoditau Gaurodaye Pushpavantau Chitro Shandau Tamonudau Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanandau Sahoditau Gaurodaye Pushpavantau Chitrau Shandau Tamonudau. Now those of you who are students of Sanskrit can recognize that this is in the Dvivachanam, the Nityanandau Sahoditau Pushpavantau Shandau Tamonudau. Two. Chaitanya and Nityananda. Vande. I offer respectful obeisances. Shri Krishna Chaitanya. To Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Nityanandau, and to Lord Nityananda. Saha Uditau, simultaneously arisen. Gaura Udaye, on the eastern horizon of Gouda. So it's all very easy to understand, isn't it? Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Saha Udito Gora Gaudadesh, roughly speaking, West Bengal, not exactly precisely the same as the present-day state of West Bengal. Gora Udaye, rising in Gora. And then Pushpavanto, what does that mean? Something to do with flowers, sounds like, doesn't it? What does that mean? Okay, all you Sanskrit students. Stuck. What's it got to do with flowers? Flowers rising on the eastern horizon. Pushpa can also mean menstrual fluid. That's not the meaning here either. Tantrics. They do worship with pushpa. Horrible. Okay, what's the etymological derivation? You're all stuck. Well, I was stuck too, and I was thinking. So I asked Kishore, Pandit Kishore, and he said, well, what is that? That's Pushpavat, right? Pushpavat in the dual form becomes Pushpavanto. So Pushpavat, like a flower. What's the etymological derivation? There is none. It's just a word which is just like that. That's all. It's just understood conventionally. There are some words like that also. Not common in Sanskrit. It's the standard meaning. That it means the sun and the moon. How? Krishna knows. It doesn't have any, just, you know, all the Sanskrit words are derived from roots, so everything has a meaning. But this doesn't. So that's just a little point of interest. I thought I'd stump you all with that. I did. So Pushpavanto means the sun and moon together. Chitro means vichitra is another word, yeah. It means something spectacular, something wonderful, can mean a picture also, so like that. So wonderful is given here. Shamdo, sham. Do you know what sham means? Sham, as in Shankara. Sham means something very auspicious, so Shankara makes auspiciousness. Shamdo, the giver of sham, means given here, bestowing benediction, giving auspiciousness. Then tamaha nudo, dissipating darkness. Verse translation, I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gouda. So that's something you don't see, the sun and the moon rising together. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gouda to dissipate the darkness of ignorance, and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. And this wonderfulness is also wonderful that the sun and the moon are rising together. It's not possible materially, but the sun and the moon of Nityananda and Gauranga arise together. So that's when you see the sunrise, that's another thing we can think. We can remember Krishna, specifically Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. And actually, even before the sun rises, that's Suryodaya. Before Suryodaya is Arunodaya. that would be explained scientifically as the refraction of the sun's rays. So just some, even though the sun hasn't risen, the light is coming. And that explanation is, we're not saying it's wrong, but what's happening is Aruna. Aruna, he's the charioteer that comes before the Rati comes the Sarati. The before Partha becomes before Partha comes Krishna on the chariot. Spatially, Krishna comes first, right? He's in front. So the charioteer comes first. And Arun also means he's reddish in color. So we find, for instance, in Bhagavatam, description of Krishna as Aruna Lochana. His eyes are reddish like that, reddish like the rising morning sun, or just before the sun rises. So when we see even just before the sun, the light just starts to dissipate. And there are so many examples, I'll get through to that also, just like we have. There are so many examples of how the sun dissipates the darkness, and then when even just the slight rising of the Krishna sun dissipates the darkness of ignorance, tamaha nudo, it's said here. But anyway, I'll get through in another talk about that. But also when the sun is just rising, of course the devotees, they rise before the sun. Civilized people rise before the sun. It's sinful to, it's actually a sin to sleep through sunrise, to rise after the sun, because one has duties to perform, especially for brahmanas or any twice-born person, because they have to be up and minimally, they have to be up ready to greet the sun with their sandhya vandanam and chanting of Gayatri mantra. They have to be ready for that. And you just get up and out of bed, and there are so many, even before you do that, there are so many things to do. When you get out, what's the first thing to do? Well, if you're a Vaishnava, the first thing you do when you wake up is chant the names of the Lord. But the first thing, when you put your foot on the earth, first of all, you have to say a prayer, specific prayer to the earth, our mother, that we're putting our foot on her. And there's so many things. So you have to get up early enough to do all these things. Rising in Brahma Muhurta is essential for spiritual life. Rising early. So then we can see the sun is coming. Here comes the sun. Know what that is? You do? Okay. You read the biography of George Harrison. Well-known figure in ISKCON, George Harrison. One of his songs, Here Comes the Sun, which is quite an event in England, which, as Srila Prabhupada noted, here's another thing about the sun. Srila Prabhupada said that he used to hear in his childhood that the sun never sets on the British Empire, but when I went to Britain, I saw it never rises in Britain. Srila Prabhupada was hubris. Another one, when Krishna Avesha, one of my god sisters in London, asked Srila Prabhupada, after the class, she asked him, is Bhagavad Gita spoken in hell? And Prabhupada said, I'm speaking Bhagavad Gita here in London. So, when the sun is about to rise, we can remember Udila Varana Purabha Bhage Dvijamani Gora Amani Jage Bhakata Shamoha Loya Shate Gelan Nagara Braja. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is up early in the morning with his devotees going on Sankirtan. What's the first thing they do in the day? They go on Sankirtan, chanting the holy names and preaching. And Premed Dhala Dhala Shona Anga. And his beautiful golden form, much brighter than the sun and the moon combined, is trembling in ecstasy as he dances in the kirtan. So we can remember that at sunrise. It's a very ordinary thing, the sun rising. It very ordinary means it happens every day without fail. But there are so many things to think of. I mean, think of Krishna in so many ways by remembering all these examples. This is the second verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. It comes in the Mangala Charan, the auspicious invocation at the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Later in that chapter, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami elaborates on the, in Bengali verse on the meaning of this verse, which he composed to glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. Later on in that chapter, he writes, Surja Chandra Hare Joyche Shabandaka Bashtu Prakashya Kare Dharma Pracha E Mato Dui Bhai Jiber Agyan Tamo Nasha Kare Koilo Tata Bastu Dan. As the sun and moon drive away darkness by their appearance and reveal the nature of everything, these two brothers dissipate the darkness of ignorance, covering the living beings, and enlighten them with knowledge of the absolute truth. So they're dissipating the darkness is physical by their very presence. They dissipate darkness, just like we hear of baby Krishna going in the dark storerooms, finding out all the butter and yogurt and stealing it. So then it was suggested, well, we'll take away the gems on his body, then he won't be able to see in the dark. But then his bodily effulgence is so light, so bright, that even without gems, he can light up everything everywhere. So physically they drive away the darkness, but also the darkness of ignorance by giving knowledge. They speak, they give teachings. And in this section of Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is stated that what is this darkness? It's Kaitava Dharma. It's the darkness of misunderstanding. That means dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. Thinking that the goal of life is either enjoying or either living in this material world or becoming liberated from it. And in that discussion, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that Tarma de Mokha Bancha Kaitava Pradhan Jaha Hoite Krishna Bhakti Hoi Antadhan. He states that among all the different forms of cheating in the name of religion, the worst, or the chief, literally the chief one, is the desire for liberation. Because of this, it causes Krishna bhakti to vanish. It's opposite to Krishna bhakti. So by their appearance, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda dispel the darkness of all kinds of darkness, which means, and again we come to Krishna Surja Sama Maya Hoy Andaka Jahan Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Radhika That's another one to be discussed as we go along in this series of talks, that Krishna is just like the sun, and illusion, maya, is just like darkness. Where there's Krishna, there's no question of darkness. So by speaking, by giving instruction, they remove the darkness of ignorance of Krishna, but also by their very presence, by their activity, by their personality. The personality of Godhead, his very appearance is the refutation of all misconceptions of the Absolute Truth being impersonal. There is a statement by Srila Prabhupada which maybe you could try and find that. If you look up I-C-O-N-O-G wildcard, the appearance of Krishna, this is in the prayers of the demigods to Krishna in the womb. I believe it's in the iconog, all kinds of iconography. Or the appearance of Krishna is the answer to all iconographic conceptions, something like this. It's a really amazing statement that just by appearing, Krishna, just by his very appearance, Krishna defines, demonstrates, he is the Absolute Truth, Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Veda base, iconog, wildcard. Wildcard asterisk. Anyway, can look for that. It's either in the 10th canto or in Krishna book. I don't remember which one, but it 25, is it? 10-2. Yeah, 10-2. It's the prayers of the demigods. The appearance of Krishna is the answer to all imaginative iconography of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There you go. What an amazing statement. That's Prabhupada's purport. Yeah. There you go. What is the proof that God is a person? Krishna's appearance. But then, there are those also who avajananti maṁ mūdhā manuṣiṁ tanam āśritam param bhāvma jānanto. What's the next line? Param bhāvma jānanto. I always get mixed up here with the another. Mama Bhuta Maheshram, isn't it? Yeah, I always get mixed up with the Mamavyam Anuttamam, which is a different verse. Anyway, it's the proof, but then, and then again we have another example coming up in this series of talks that the owls don't see the sun. So the proof is, show me God. Unless you show me God, I won't believe in it. Your eyes are closed. Show me God. It's ridiculous. There's a verse in this regard. There's Yamunacharya. What is it? Tamshila Rupa Charitai Parama Prakrishtai. He says, obviously you're God. Everything about you just absolutely, there's no question. There's all the proof, all the shastras, all the enlightened people, but demons don't recognize it. That comes up in Chaitanya Charitamrita also. And Srila Prabhupada quotes it in his Bhagavad Gita Prabhupada. Tvam Srila Rupa Charitai Paramapra Krishtai Sattvenas. What is it? Have you got it? Sattvena Sattvikataya Prabalaischa Shastrai. Prakata daiva param paramata vidangs mataischa naivasura prakataya prabhavanti bodham. Be good if some of you young boys, you have good brains, you can remember these verses and go out and preach everywhere. I half remember. I've half remembered many shlokas, but I often don't remember them properly. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Nityananda, by their very appearance, they bring light to this world. The Supreme Lord appears in this world to bring light. Otherwise, it's just darkness of ignorance. So he comes to light up our lives and give us knowledge of the Absolute Truth. It's important to understand also that just here, vastu prakashya. The vastu, and the example will be given a little later in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That just as the sun and the moon, they show objects, vastu prakashya, they reveal objects. But what is the vastavik vastu, or the param vastu? What is the ultimate object, I suppose you could say, vastu? What is that? That is Krishna himself. So, this example given is further explained by Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami himself. Surya chandra bahire tamashe binashe bahir bashtu ghata pata adi se prakashe dui bhai hridaya khali andaka dui bhagavata shange karan shakat ka. The sun and moon dissipate the darkness of the external world and thus reveal external material objects like pots and plates. Ghata, or ghata, that's commonly used as an example. And now you're studying Sanskrit grammar, when you get into the text, you'll find ghat. It's a common, just like ghatakash, potakash. it's commonly used example of something, some vastu, is the pot. So the sun and the moon dissipate the darkness of the external world and thus reveal external material objects like pots and plates. But these two brothers, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, dissipate the darkness of the inner core of the heart. And thus they help one meet two kinds of bhagavatas, persons or things in relation with the personality of Godhead. They dissipate the darkness of the inner core of the heart. And we'll find just after this in the Mangala Charan of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami quotes Rupa Goswami in saying, Sada hridaya kandare spurutu va shachinandana. May Satchinandana, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, manifest himself or appear within the inner core of your heart. Inner core of your heart, that means the spiritual aspect of the heart. It's not something that can be biologically located. It's what I presume in all languages of the world is referred to as the heart. When we in a particular way, we talk about the heart as a physical object, but we also talk about the heart in terms of emotions. That person has no heart, he's heartless. And we talk about Hardik Abhinandana, from the heart, congratulations from the heart. In my heart I feel it's right, be careful. But in the inner core of the heart, then we say Hridesha Juna Tishtati, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hride. That means this the spiritual area of the heart, which is described in the either Chandogya or Brihadaranyaka. I believe Chandogya, is it? That Dahana Vidya section comes, which describes the heart where the Atma resides with Paramatma. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that within the heart, Atma Paramatma, there's Panchatattva, Navadvip, it's all there in the heart, but we don't see. But when we have the mercy of Gaur-Nitai, then we can see them always dancing in the heart and join them dancing in the heart. Hridaya Chaitanya, great devotee, he captured Gaur-Nitai in their heart, in his heart. By his ecstatic dancing, he left the deities, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda in the temple. He was actually banished by his guru. Get out of here. So he went and had a Sankirtan festival, and Gaur-Nitai, the deities, they thought, what are we doing standing here? There's Kirtan going on over, and they went out and joined the Kirtan. So Gauridas Pandit came, and then Gaur-Nitai, whoop, he came out with a stick to chase Gaur-Nitai back. And they jumped into disciples' heart, they're afraid of getting beaten. And then he said, all right, so, okay, you win, you got them. So he got the name Hridaya Chaitanya. You have Chaitanya in your heart. So we all have, but because we are so hard-hearted, we don't even recognize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in our heart. How can we find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in our heart? Here the process is, the idea is given, that they remove the darkness in the heart. How do they do that? By giving the association of two kinds of Bhagavats. And that is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It goes on to explain. Ek Bhagavata Bada, Bhagavata Shastra, Ar Bhagavat Bhakti, Bhakta Bhakti Rasa Patra. There are two kinds of Bhagavat. One is the book Bhagavata, Srimad Bhagavatam, and the other is the devotee who is the receptacle of Bhakti Rasa, who has Bhakti Rasa in his heart. So this links with Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. Some fortunate soul wandering in the universe by the grace of Krishna within the heart is directed to a guru who then Bhakti Rasa Patra, guru who then teaches Bhagavatam to the devotee, and in this way the bhakti arises in the heart, bhaktirutpadyate pungsa, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Continuing from Chaitanya Charitamrita, a chandra surja dui param shadoi jagate bhage gore kore la udoi. These two, the sun and moon, are very kind to the people of the world. Thus, for the good fortune of all, they have appeared on the horizon of Bengal. So the sun appears in the east. Where does the east begin? It's all relative, isn't it? Where's east? International dateline running through the Pacific Ocean. Well, east in Vedic understanding is the horizon of West Bengal. So in that understanding, Bangladesh is not there. It's called Pandava Varjita Desh. It's one part of India the Pandavas never went to. They got as far as Ek Chakra in West Bengal, but they didn't go to the east. And the Padma River flows there, which is the Ganga, but the Ganga doesn't go. She gets right up to the border of East Bengal and then goes boom, south. It's a big turn, even before the Faraka Barrage was there. Takes a big turn. That's because of Bhagirath. He took a turn but that was inspired by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela Shakti, because Ganga wanted to go through Navadvip. And she comes out at Ganga Sagar, where they just had the Ganga Sagar Mela. So that Padma Nadi, just like all the rivers are considered pure, but Padma is the river, supposed to be the Ganga, which flows into East Bengal. Bathing in the Ganga is very auspicious. Bathing in Padma is very inauspicious. It's just the opposite. It's like all the sins of the Ganga come through. But then Narottam Das appeared, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in the Malda area, that Ramkeli area, then he left Prem and let it go downstream a bit, and left it there for Narottam. So Narottam appeared on the bank of the Padma, and so many great devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's forefathers, they're from Assam, Shillet, now in Bangladesh. Then Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, he also appeared where the Ganga doesn't flow, but in West Bengal. Sri Advaita appeared in Shillet also, Sri Hatta. Gadadha in East Bengal, Chattogram, almost in Burma, and Brahmadesh, Burma, and then Srivas, also from Sri Hatta. So that's described in Chaitanya Bhagavat, that so many great, and so many associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you see, many of them appeared on the bank of the Ganga, or they took up residence on the bank of Ganga. But many appeared in other places also to purify those places and to demonstrate that devotees, they can appear anywhere and in any kind of family, like Haridas Thakur. But it doesn't matter. It's not dependent on where they're born or what kind of family they appear in. The Lord's mercy goes everywhere to everyone, and that principle is more seen in the Krishna conscious movement all over the world. Just like Gopala Acharya, as he's known now, was born in Poland. He's a devotee. Whoever heard of devotees from Poland? 50 years ago, here is a sadhu. Oh, where did he come from? From Poland. What do you mean? What are you talking about? It's impossible. But that's the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Nityananda, the sunlight has arisen in the east, and Srila Prabhupada is just like the Aruna, the charioteer bringing the sun of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, who's taken it around the world again and again and again. He traveled around the world 14 times and brought the light of the Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavatam, and himself. So the two kinds of Bhagavats, the book Bhagavat and the person Bhagavat. He brought, it's all the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he brought the light from the east and brought it to the west and back again. The light was becoming dim in India. Actually, if Srila Prabhupada, it's unimaginable now, but if Srila Prabhupada hadn't gone to the West and brought Krishna consciousness back in its vibrant form to India, what would have been the spiritual fate of India? It's sad to think of it. It's bad enough as it is, even now, but what would have been the fate? It revived the bhakti movement. It gave new life. So, may Gaur Nitai arise in our hearts. When we see the sunrise, we can think, Arka, now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are up and they're dancing and we should also dance. And they're not just going village to village and dancing, but they're preaching also. They're chanting the names, Mukunda, Madhava, Jadava, Hari. But they're also telling others to chant and telling them, what are you wasting your life doing? If you've got the human form of life, you've got a human form of life, you don't even think about what you're doing. If you don't worship Krishna now, then you're going to fall down into shame. So they're preaching also. Chanting and preaching. So we follow in the footsteps of the son of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha. Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nithaya chunakam padiyo nipatya kritva chaka kushata metala hambravimi sadhava sakala eva vihaya durat. Gauranga chandra charane kuruta. Parivadatu jano yata tata va nanumokorona vayang vicharayama hari rasamadirama dati mata bovivilutama nartama nirvishama. Hare Krishna.